Hello, everyone. Welcome to a Record Room exclusive podcast. I'm here with some very special guests. I'm going to start on my left, but I am Craig Shana. I'm a youth worker at Future Talk, and I work at Inspiration. But this is a Record Room exclusive podcast. But I'm going to introduce my first guest who's been here already, but I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hello, I'm Jerome. I'm CEO of Shubs Events. I'm here again to talk about the collaboration that I've been doing with these guys here who will introduce themselves now.
My name is Main. I'm a mentor in property and business. And we also, well, me and my business partner run a clothing brand.
Oh, crazy. That's.
So, hey guys, my name is Kyra Moon. I'm the CEO of clothing brand Loveaholic. Just want to say thank you for having us on the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming. Because actually, fun fact, because when I went to Jerome's event, and then I was like, oh, they're these really cool cups. I'm like, rah, where did they get these things from? So I was like, no, let's link these two or the individuals and like let them come through and like kind of talk about their brand, because we're really about like networking people, and especially young people like who are ambitious, who are hungry, who are following their passions, because that's what we really want here. So we want to hear their stories and how that can actually motivate young people. Mm-hmm. And then the knowledge you have, then you can just tell us your story, and then it will help someone, because you don't know who's listening to it.
Yeah, of course.
That's it.
Yeah. So just an introduction, please. Just tell us how you got into to what you were doing.
So I'm 29, believe it or not. I look a lot younger. Yeah, no, it's definitely something that I end up talking about, and that's why I mention it. But yeah, 29, I got into business, like property developing when I was 21, found a mentor, and she taught me everything I know. I spent like about a year with her, and she taught me about business and just the ins and outs of property. And along my journey, I've had other businesses as well. And then, yeah, me and Kaya met, and he actually came to a separate studio session that my brother was recording at the time, and yeah, he came to do some content. Like, he was doing his thing on YouTube, yeah, and TikTok, and I was saying to him, yo, you should come down and do some recording and just like vlog it, basically. And that was what, 21, maybe, actually. Yeah.
So
Yeah. So, yeah, that was good. And then, yeah, ever since then, we've just been locked in. So, yeah.
Okay, so, because I'm really curious about the Loveaholics thing, and how did that actually come about? Where did it come from?
It was a long story, to be honest. So, at the time, back when, I was a bit younger, Maine actually gave me the opportunity to move out. And basically grow with him, and then Loveaholic was born from then, really. And ever since, like, we've just been growing it together, really. And yeah, here we are today. So yeah, but initially I got the inspiration from just experiences yeah, I've had, and I've always like been in the mindset of showing love and affection, kind of thing. And I think other people can obviously like relate to that.
Yeah, definitely.
So I wanted like a brand to represent something that I can feel in tune with, and I know that other people can relate to as well. So, do you know what I mean? I think love can be, you know, experienced in many different like forms and many different ways, between, I don't know, friendships and I don't know, it could be a hobby, like family members, like anything. So I wanted the brand to kind of represent all aspects of that one genre.
Yeah.
That's how it came about.
Talking about what you're talking and like your experiences and that passion, and this is just a open question to everyone, like, how did you find the passion to actually start what you're doing? Because it's scary to, you know, to do these things. It's daunting. And you said you had a mentor, and I think that makes things easier, but not everyone has a mentor. So it's like, my question is like, where'd you get that resilience? Because it is resilience to be like, you know what, I'm going to do this business thing and I could fail.
I think just speaking for myself, I just had a desire to not work with someone else,
yeah,
to be honest. And I just seen how the world kind of worked, and there was one book that kind of opened up my mind, and it was Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Yeah.
And that book completely changed my whole perspective on, you know, the world, and just made it a real possibility to build something from scratch and use your resources and tools to create a better life for yourself. So that's what got me onto the path. And then because I didn't know how to do it and I didn't know where to start,
yeah,
I found someone else that literally was doing what I wanted to do. So yeah, it just turned out that's the best way, just copy and paste, really.
Yeah, and I think it's hard out there. I don't know if anyone else had anything to say, but I think it's hard out there to actually find good mentors, because there's so much information on social media, but you don't know whose advice actually works. Because there's some guru saying, oh, I can help you do this. Oh, no, I can help you do that. So it's hard. How do you differentiate, like, whose advice is actually worth something?
For like, if you look at the people around you, they're the ones who really and truly want you to succeed and do the most. So like, with the events and stuff, I looked around me and yeah, I had one friend who really liked that idea and really like pushed me to do it. So, do you know what I'm saying? That's where I got my resilience from. That's where I feel like you don't always have to look on social media. It's just look at your people, then kind of talk to them, show them what you want to do, and you're always going to get the best feedback from them. I feel like more than anyone else, really. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If they're good friends, they're going to give you the best advice possible. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's one of them ones, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like for me, the proof is in the pudding, really. Like, you just got to be very observant of who you're taking advice from. Like, you always got to look to people that are always doing better than you.
Yeah.
Because they have the skills that you don't necessarily have at the time. See what I'm saying? So if you can learn from them, then great. Rather than going into something and, you know, trying it out for yourself and then going through the whole that process, like the learning process. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
100%, 100%.
100%. So yeah, that's the way I kind of look at things.
Yeah, I think that's very insightful information from you guys. But we need to go back to the crux. It's like, what is Loveaholics? Like, what besides the cups, what else do you guys do?
We create a vibe. We create a feeling.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I think Loveaholic is. Just that initial emotions. Whatever you feel from hearing just the word itself, that is what it is. That is the statement.
Very, very deep. Very deep.
Like serious.
No, I like that though. No, it is, because the thing is, it just shows how passionate you guys are about what you are. Because it, in a way, it's like a mission statement, but it's also something that you embody. So, like, you are your product as well. You know, because people buy people.
That's it. Yeah.
It's not only about the product with a lot of these things, especially when you're in a small area and you're trying to market yourself, people will buy your product because of you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's interesting. But is there anything that you would want to like just market and let like people know? Anything that you want to promote?
I would say for myself, it's more along the lines of me doing me being a mentor for those who want to reach out, whether it's just to get a bit of advice or you want to, you know, learn maybe about business or like your career, like, yeah, feel free to hit me up. It's a main method on everything, all platforms. So yeah,
I'll make sure I put the link in the description I put out the podcast. Anything else?
These all got their drop coming out as well on Friday. So we'll see. Saturday,
yeah,
isn't it?
This weekend, yeah.
This weekend.
What drop is this?
So we've got a few pieces dropping, new clothing. So tune into that.
No, definitely. Like, please send us the link and then we can hopefully promote that and do something with it. And when I make the article and the post, then I can kind of link that in.
Can I ask a question? I can't ask a question.
And someone has an event coming up really soon. And would you want to tell us about that?
So there's Heartless Crew next week at Replay Bar. My promotion, Shubs, will be there obviously supporting and things like that. And obviously there is one coming up. I'm not going to say the date yet, but it's April. Loveaholics and Shubs will be back another collaboration. We've got another event coming. So just, it's cooking, man. It's cooking, man. You'll see what's good, man. You'll see what's good. The cops will be back outside again, man.
No, that's good. And for someone who was at the Kojo Fans thing and the last event, I really enjoyed it. It was a vibe. And of course, you're the person who's running it. How was the reception for you?
Nah, it was wicked, man. Like we wouldn't have been able to do it without these lot, because obviously, like, in terms of bringing someone like Kojo Fans down, we need the people them there, and these lot, like, really helped bring that. Do you know what I'm saying? So having them there, part of the event, it was a whole, added a whole different element to it. So I've got to appreciate them a lot, innit? But that was a wicked night, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
That was a wicked night, man. It was a wicked night.
It was all love.
Yeah,
it was all love.
It was a really good night. That was dope.
Everyone got real lit, man.
No, that's good. Hopefully we can have another podcast like with you guys in the future. And but this one was a really good one, and I feel like this will actually inspire a lot of young people to be creative, to take those risks, and like seek out mentors and help when they need it, because you don't have to do it all by yourself.
No, exactly.
And my final thoughts to, does anyone have any final statements or anything that they would want to say to the young people?
I'd like to say, just keep going. Just keep being hungry, man.
Follow your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts.
Literally.
Don't be scared.
Take that risk. Yeah. Just jump straight into it.
Take risks and prosper.
There we go.
All right. Thank you for that. That was a Record Room exclusive podcast. Thank you to my guests for coming. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure there's going to be a part 2. Jerome came through again, so there's definitely going to be a part 2. But talk to you guys soon. Okay, thanks. Bye.